So a dairy cow will be forcibly impregnated. She will give birth, if that baby is a male, a calf. They will either be killed shortly afterwards because they're useless to the dairy industry. They don't produce milk. Or they will be taken on long journeys, live exports abroad, or be used in the veal trade.
Compassionate people are our kind of people. So join us as we explore what it means to live with kindness.
Hello everyone and welcome back to Conversations on Compassion. I'm your host Jade.
I'm Fleur.
I'm Aaron.
And today we are joined by Todd, who is the campaign manager for our vegan campaign. Yay. Welcome Todd.
Great to be here.
And Taz as well.
Special guest.
Assistant to the campaign manager.
He runs Animal Aid.
He does.
Taz is a dog, by the way, for anyone who's not watching the video.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even like to think of that.
Everyone, why isn't Taz talking?
So much, Taz. So we haven't had Todd on yet, and as you know, this series, we are going to be talking to various members of staff from Animal Aid, and Todd has been here for 8 years now. You started as campaign assistant, is that right?
Well, I started as admin officer, and then I moved on to campaign assistant, and then campaign manager.
You skipped officer altogether?
That didn't exist at the time.
Oh, okay, nice. And Todd today has done a vegan outreach event that he organised in Tonbridge, where we're based, for World Plant Milk Day. So why don't you start by telling us all about that?
Sure. Well, World Plant Milk Day, as most people will know, is a day to celebrate plant milks, the benefits of them, why they're better than dairy, and why dairy is cruel, environmentally destructive, and why we should avoid it. So in Tonbridge, joined by some people sat here, we handed out free vegan chocolate chip cookies to the public, as well as leaflets about the dairy industry and vegan information booklets if people wanted them. And it went really well. We got rid of cookies a lot quicker than we thought. Had a great number of conversations with people and had some great conversations. A lot of people didn't know how cruel the dairy industry actually is. Mm. So it was a bit of a revelation to them, and hopefully those people go away and think about their food choices going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. We had some really good conversations, actually. And I think it's easy for us to forget how, for some people, it really is new information, isn't it?
Yeah.
And, of course, some of the social media posts that Todd's been preparing beforehand for this, which has been about the reasons to ditch dairy being for the animals and for the planet and for your own health. And I think that's been something that a lot of people have commented on being really surprised by.
Yeah.
I think one of the facts that, you know, we kind of mentioned was about cow's milk, a glass of cow's milk having like twice the carbon footprint of plant-based milks, for example.
Well, that's interesting.
And it's just something that is really kind of hushed up and hidden by the dairy industries. So yeah, today's event was really, really helpful in getting to kind of promote that message.
Yeah, it's good to get back to basics as well, doing sort of street outreach, which is something that I think a lot of people start off doing, but I think we've maybe drifted away from doing. So I think that at Animal Aid we are starting to do a lot more of that now, which is great.
Yeah, I think over COVID it was a lot harder for us to get out there, but now we're kind of able to do that. We've done quite a few activism events recently.
Yeah.
For anyone who's listening who maybe isn't vegan yet or is new, can you explain what is cruel about dairy? What is wrong with drinking dairy milk?
Sure. So the life cycle of a dairy cow is short and not very nice. So a dairy cow will be forcibly impregnated. She will give birth, if that baby is a male, a calf. They will not either be killed shortly afterwards because they're useless to the dairy industry. They don't produce milk. Or they will be taken on long journeys, live exports abroad, or be used in the veal trade. If they are female, their life is very similar to that of their mothers, which is a life cycle of forced impregnation, milking, and then once their bodies are so worn out and exhausted from this process, which is usually around 6 years old, they're sent to the slaughterhouse and turned into meat. So a lot of people who, I think all of us started off as vegetarians, thought we were doing good by the animals, by not eating meat, but really it was still supporting the dairy industry, we're still supporting the slaughter and exploitation of animals. That's why most of us choose to go vegan.
Yeah, and I think This is something that I felt really stupid. I didn't know when I found out when I was probably 20, 21. But the reason for the impregnation and then taking the babies away is that just like any other mammal, like humans, cows have to become pregnant to produce milk. So I, and I think many other people, used to think that cows were just this magical milk-making animal.
Yeah.
But actually, no, they make milk for their babies, which is why their babies are taken away and given like a, it's like powdered kind of...
It's basically like a baby formula. Yeah.
And they're pregnant for 9 months as well, and they're like humans as well, so it's a long
process.
It's a very traumatic experience as well, so cows have been known to bellow out for days, screaming out for their babies that are taken away. Their babies are often the use of calf crates. That's quite common in the dairy industry, and we did an investigation of it a few years ago, which you can find on our website. And the investigation goes through sort of how terrible these things are for the development of calves. So how bad these crates that are very commonplace in the dairy industry are just so detrimental to the calf's well-being. And it's all just because people want to consume dairy products and people want to make money from the dairy industry. So, you know, it's a cliche, but if you care about animals, just don't consume these products. Eat drink plant milks instead. Have an oat latte. Every morning.
There's so many dairy alternatives now, isn't there? Like literally yogurts, cheese, milks, and
ice cream.
And it used to be, I suppose you, as like, obviously you've been a vegan for a long time, but also during the vegan campaign, you've probably seen the evolution. I think when we weren't vegan, it wasn't as easy, and the alternatives maybe weren't as great as they are.
My Irish uncle, all there was soy milk.
You could only get it from the co-op.
Yeah.
Or Holland and Merritt.
Yeah. And now there's, like you said, everything.
Yeah. And it's just so easy now to not drink dairy.
Yeah.
It's just, even people I know who aren't vegan don't drink dairy. It's just weird. Yeah. It's like, everyone has like, they'll always have like oat milk in their fridge.
That's really inspiring to see, actually.
Yeah, it has. They just prefer the
whole cultural shift.
Maybe we should all say, what are your favourite dairy alternatives? Like milk, maybe cheese, chocolate. Go on, Aaron, you're the food.
Any milk. I really like the artisan cheeses.
Ooh.
Like blue cheese.
Oh,
and
my gosh,
brie.
So good. Oh, yeah. Brie cheese. Yeah. Any particular brands?
Honestly, Tasty is really good.
Nice.
That's easy to buy. And,
is that the blue cheese?
Marks and Spencer's. Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah, they have a lot at the moment.
And they're not that expensive either.
Sorry, we're being a bit bougie, aren't we? That's good. What about you, Todd?
I really like the vegan Cathedral City cheese.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I was going to say that.
Although, word of warning, it'll stink out your fridge to put it in a container.
Oh, that's also very true.
I thought my fridge had gone mouldy. No, it's this. Nice. But yeah, it's very good. And even people who aren't vegan have tried it and said it tastes exactly the same. So.
Nice. I like a lot of the like Asda, Sainsbury's, or Shee's, just any of the cream cheeses, I think.
Oh, yes.
I think that's the easiest to replicate a like vegan version where it actually tastes really similar as a cream cheese. And that's nice, like on a sandwich, cucumber or toast, bagels. Really nice in pasta sauces.
Yeah, I like the garlic and herb one.
Yes, exactly. And Philadelphia have brought one out as well.
That's really good.
And I do like the Violife feta. That's pretty good.
That's amazing. So creamy. I think that's better than real feta.
Better than feta.
Before we continue, just a quick other one. Aaron's chocolate cake.
That's amazing. So I'm sure we've mentioned a lot of times, but Aaron's a great cook and baker. Mm. Is the recipe on their website for your chocolate cake, Aaron?
I believe so, yeah.
It can be.
I'm pretty sure it is.
We can make that happen. Yeah. In fact, we will make that happen. Yeah. So check the links below.
I'll put a link to it anyway in the podcast.
Awesome.
Information.
Amazing. And what about keeping it basic, everyone's favourite milk?
I'm an oat milk guy these days.
Same.
I'm such a convert, oat.
I use soya most of the time.
Yeah,
and what's good as well is soya you can get for like 50p a carton. It's cheaper than dairy. And it's got protein in it, it's got calcium,
B12. That's the thing, people don't always compare. So for example, when we're looking at some of the posts that you put out, Todd, were about the environmental impact of plant-based milks versus dairy. And, you know, there's so much kind of controversy around, for example, almond milk. You know, you often get a lot of people saying, but vegans are ruining the planet with their almond milk. But when you compare the water usage of almond milk with dairy milk, again, it blows it out of the water. Yeah. It's still nothing in comparison. Yeah. But of course, oat milk, soy milk, they are the ones that are better, again, in terms of land use, emissions, and water usage.
Yeah.
And with almonds as well, it's worth saying that also depends on where the almonds are coming from. So Californian almonds are pretty water intensive, but still, compared to dairy, are not as bad. But if you're getting your almond milk that comes from almonds that are grown in, say, the Mediterranean, they generally use natural rainfall rather than intensive irrigation systems, so the general water footprint would be lower.
In case that didn't make it clear, Todd is like a vegan knowledge encyclopedia. So if you have any questions about veganism, Todd is genuinely the person to go to.
Todd has the knowledge.
Yeah, you can email just our general info account if you, you know, if you're curious or you have any questions, and Todd will be happy to.
A last thing on sort of oat milk or plant-based milks, but you know, is the fact that, for example, with oat milk, it's so easy to make your own as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then it's so much cheaper. You're reducing the amount of waste in terms of plastic and packaging that you're creating, and you just blitz oats in a blender with water and a bit of salt. I have done it. And I now have muslin cloths to do it with as well.
Wow.
Before, I was straining it through a tea towel, which was a bit long, but it did work.
Nice.
I bought the cloths about 5 years ago. They're still sitting in the cupboard. It's just so easy to go and buy them.
So that's how homework is. No, you're right, and I do. I buy loads of oat, but actually, it's so much cheaper to do it.
Well, you do the same with nuts as well. So if you want to make other nut milks, you can just do it, but you strain it through one of those cloths. Or a cheesecloth.
Yeah.
If you're vegan and no longer make cheese.
There you go.
Yeah.
In fact, two of my friends are vegetarian and they are now going towards vegan and they've been making all their own cheeses. They've made like their own brie and they're not even fully vegan yet.
That's very impressive. I'm far too lazy for that. I'll just be buying it. But I respect it. So Todd, in terms of if someone is listening to this, they're curious, they're interested, what resources do we have available to help people make the transition or try out new vegan products?
So we have loads of information on our website, which is just animalaid.org.uk, and there's a veganism tab that you can click. We have information on why you should go vegan, but also how you can order a vegan pack, which has basically everything you need. We have a whole host of recipes on our website. We have nutritional information, shopping tips, template shopping lists. We try to make things as easy as possible because going vegan, whilst it's easy for us to say it's really easy, you're changing your entire diet, you're changing your entire lifestyle. So that is quite a big thing to do. So we try to make it as easy as possible for people. So just check out our website and you'll find everything you need on there. And you can just get in touch with us as well if you have any questions.
Like on Instagram or any social media as well. Yeah. Like it's mainly one of us and a couple of other people that are getting back to those like DMs and things. So we're
full of recommendations. But it is about swapping out some of those things, isn't it? As you say, it's like you are changing your whole habits and diet. It's about swapping out those things that you regularly use to find something that fits you and suits you.
And now you can do, I remember when people used to ask me about my recipes and they'd be like, I'd be like, oh, you have to make the cream with cashews, you have to do this. But now you can just go and buy Almalee, soya cream.
Much easier, it's unbelievable.
I actually made cheese straws the other day, guys, and it was super easy. So my recent vegan tip is that, you know that Just Raw pastry? That's just incidentally vegan, and I love that. Even the cinnamon rolls.
Yeah,
so you get some of that grated cheese, just do some strips, you've got your own.
I love that. So Todd, by the time this podcast episode is released, I believe you will have just released two new exciting resources for your campaign. Do you want to share a bit more about those?
Sure. So Healthy Vegan is the name of the mini campaign. The general idea is to make veganism, to present veganism in a healthier way, because it's easy to say going vegan and then presenting people vegan burgers and things like that, which are great, but a lot of people who struggle when they go vegan or struggle to stay vegan generally say, oh, my health declined, I wasn't feeling too healthy. So we teamed up with two medical professionals, a nutritionist and a GP. And we filmed some videos with them, just them giving their top tips on how to be a healthy vegan. And it's full of, they're full of such useful information that Jade and Aaron helped film them and also learned a lot. But they're filled with such great information, and it just shows how being vegan and healthy isn't actually that difficult. It just takes, you know, some time to adjust yourself to it. But yeah, I'm really happy with how they turned out. Yeah, but please go and watch them. They will be out by the time this comes in, by the time this is released. So
I'll put the links as well.
That'd be amazing.
In the description.
Yeah. What was your top takeaway, any of you, about the health thing?
I think it was how your mental health and your diet are easily linked.
Yeah.
Did you know 80% of serotonin starts from your gut?
Gut health. That's what I've
heard. Happy hormones.
That was
so interesting.
Yeah, it's very important to look after your gut.
And about, I think it was Dr. Ashani recommended the veg something supplements from Vegan Society.
Veg wine.
I ordered those that night and I've been taking them ever since.
Nice.
Good job.
So that's good, yeah.
Actually, you are glowing. Well,
I think it's probably the makeup. Fake tan. But Fleur as well has been taking B12.
I have.
We've all noticed the difference in how sprightly
my
she is.
My timekeeping has got better.
Yeah. B12 is such an important vitamin, isn't it? It really is.
Every vegan should be supplementing B12 in some way.
I mean, most people should anyway.
They should. But, I mean, there was some research done that showed like 30% of US adults were B12 deficient.
Yeah.
But, I mean, B12 isn't naturally found in plant foods. But, I mean, you just eat fortified foods or take a supplement. There's nothing wrong with just taking a supplement, being healthy and not having to harm animals.
Yeah, 100%.
That's the way I see it. It's not
that's people do with so many other supplements.
Exactly. You don't go to someone who's at the gym taking a protein supplement and say, oh, you must be very unhealthy because you have to supplement protein.
Yeah,
for sure. And you can have nutritional yeast, which is...
Love nutritional yeast.
It sounds disgusting.
Yeah, it does.
But it's like got this cheesy flavour. It's so good for you. It's a great source of B12 because a lot of them are fortified with B12.
It actually also says it's like cheesy and nutty, which confuses me and sounds gross. But you're right, you can put it in anything. Yeah. It's delicious. Yeah. And even my flatmates who are vegetarian rather than vegan sprinkle it liberally in everything.
Do you ever just pick it out of the pot and put it in your mouth?
It does look like fish food, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think I add it to every single thing that I cook. I can't think of a single thing I don't add it to.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's great. Cool. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Todd, about ways people can get involved or you can support them? Or have we covered everything?
I mean, we've covered most things. Just check out our website and order a free Go Vegan pack. All of our resources are free for a reason, so everyone has access to them. Check out our website for recipes, nutritional information, everything you need to go vegan, and it has never been easier.
Absolutely. Can I throw in a final fact?
Yes.
Which is 70% of the global population are actually lactose intolerant. So why are
not baby cows?
Because they're not baby cows. Does that mean 30% of us are baby cows?
Must be. But yeah, when you break it down, it really is the most unnatural thing to drink as an adult, to drink the breast milk of another species intended to grow a tiny calf into a huge cow over a very short period of time. It's just not natural.
It's rank.
It is.
It's also very cruel. That's the main point. Whether it's disgusting or not, it's very cruel and it's just unnecessary.
For sure.
Cool. Well, takeaway. Go vegan.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us, Todd. Do you think you'll come again?
Maybe.
Well, we have to bribe you with vegan.
Maybe if there's cake or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, cake.
Yeah. There's some cake.
Cool. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you in our next episode.
Bye!
As always, thank you for joining us, and we hope you enjoyed the show. We love to hear from our listeners, so be sure to get in touch on social media with any burning questions. You can find us on Insta and TikTok at animalaid_UK. On Twitter, we're at animalaid. You can also email us at social@animalaid.org.uk.
Bye.